It's a big day for religion. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Geralyn.
Hello, Geralyn. How are you?
I'm good. Hi, Paul.
You seem so chipper and happy. I'm sorry to say that your spring break is coming to an end.
I know. It's sad. I'm finally relaxed and feeling so at peace.
Well, don't worry. Your family will be back. They'll be asking for things. You'll be taking care of things again.
Chaos will re-enter my life.
How long after they get back does the relaxation that you've enjoyed this past weekend?
It takes about 30 seconds.
I was going to guess.
For the requests and the questions to begin.
Yeah, but does that automatically take away every bit of relaxation that you had?
Pretty much.
Perfect.
Yeah, it erases.
So 30 seconds. That's pretty good.
Not because I don't love them and I don't love being around them, but it's the constant questions, the constant, like, get me, give me, where is this, where is that? Nobody seems to know where anything is. Like, I'm the finder of everything and the keeper of all things, even though I don't understand why nobody knows where their own things are, plus household things, but there's that. I'm sure most moms can relate to that. There's that, and then there's just the constant. My kids also have a lot of questions. They're very curious about life, so they ask every kind of question about how anything and everything works in the world, and I'm like, you know what? That's a good one for Google, I always say chipperly. That's a great one for Google. I say, you're so lucky. When I was growing up, I had to walk to the library and look that up in the encyclopedia, but why don't you just look that up in Google? That's not a question I know the answer to, but they want me to actually know the answer to
the everything. One thing you know is how to hoist into a bra, and that's not what they're going to ask them because you have two boys.
That's a callback to the last show, but I do. I do know how, and you know what? I had to learn that. It took many years to learn. It wasn't easy to learn.
Right.
I had to learn from Sol Etoile downtown in Townport.
Whoa.
Where they taught me. Remember I told you they taught me about the lift and place?
Very fancy.
For years I was just putting it on. I didn't know that you have to scoop and lift and place. I didn't know.
There's a lot going on in this studio right now. So you'll be unrelaxed in about 30 seconds after everybody gets back.
Right.
Today
the tension will creep in.
It's Friday. It's a very special.
It's a very holy
holiday collision of worlds.
A holy day.
It is Passover, the first night of Passover for our Jewish listeners, and on Sunday is Easter Sunday for our Christian, Catholic,
Everybody else. Not to be left out, we hope our Muslim listeners are having a fabulous day, whatever it is for them.
And our atheist listeners.
We hope our atheist listeners are just enjoying watching people make crumbs with their matzah and eat a lot of candy and get fat with jelly beans and eggs.
This is the first time we've been all-encompassing and haven't alienated anyone.
Right. We don't want to alienate anyone except for breastfeeders and people with Abraham Lincoln beards.
That's the only two?
Right.
That's what we've covered it down.
Religious-wise, we don't want to alienate anyone.
Okay, perfect. So it is, like I said, Passover tonight at the
community. The end of spring break week for Townport.
Right.
And many of the towns in Connecticut and New York and all over the country. But certainly in our portion of the world, we've told people that we're in the Northeast.
Right. So spring break week is over.
It's wrapping up.
And tonight, for people who are here.
Like us.
There are two events. Why don't we switch off? You'll take one and I'll take the other.
Sure.
So do you want the one, it goes on at 7 to 9 tonight.
Okay.
It is the Easter egg flashlight hunt.
Will you be going to it or will I? One of us should go?
I'm a giver. I'm going to let you choose.
But you're going to actually attend? Because in the past, you never attend the community events.
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to attend. You're going to attend one and I'm going to say I'm going to attend the other.
And you're going to sit home and watch TV with your ex-wife.
Wheel of Fortune is on tonight.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's your big movie night. TV night.
So you have a choice of either that or afterwards at the community center, they're having family movie night. So you have a choice of the flashlight and then the movie night, or you can do both if you want for everybody out there who's listening.
Well, you know me, I'm a very community-oriented kind of girl.
Right.
And even though my family's away, I like to be part of the community. I might want to do both. When my kids were little, I used to take them to all the Easter egg hunts, even though we're not Christian.
Right.
I just thought it was fun. So let me think about this.
Well, let me go back to that. Mm-hmm. If you go to the Easter egg hunt, are you
children, that might seem weird to people.
Well, are you going to be so ultra-competitive that you're going to, like, push kids out of the way?
No.
Yes, you will.
First of all, as you know,
then what's the fun
I'm
of going?
I'm on my eating plan.
Right.
Don't call it a diet.
Right.
I'm on my eating plans because I'm trying to wither away. I want to lose 25 more pounds by the time I turn 50, so.
No more granola bars before we tape then.
Right, but the granola bar is part of the eating plan.
Oh.
It's from the eating
plan. The noise of the granola bars that drives me crazy.
Right. So that's why they had it in a shake. It's all part of my eating plan.
Gotcha.
No, I'm not doing jelly beans or chocolate.
I understand
eggs.
That, but it's just to collect them and then who cares?
I'm not competitive like that.
Oh, So what's the point of going then if you're not going to go and just push little kids out of the way and have fun like that?
You and I are different. We go back to the whole brat versus kid definition. I think kids are cute, so I enjoy watching the kids in all their cuteness. But without having my kids with me, would I seem like a female version of Michael Jackson if I was to go to the Easter egg hunt without my children?
You think kids are cute.
I do.
I do remember last week, I believe it was on, no, it was this week, when on Tuesday, when you said all kids need to be disciplined at all times.
I think kids are cute. I don't think they should be misbehaving and inappropriate, but I do think kids are adorable and cute. That doesn't mean I think parents should let them run amok.
Well, they will be running amok at the flashlight thing. Well, you can guarantee
that's
that. Well,
that's the activity. I mean, it's fine if the activity is run for your life and pick up jelly beans and chocolate eggs. That's cute. If the activity is going to a 5-star restaurant and you're letting your kids run for their lives and climb over chairs, that's not cute.
How about, since this is a flashlight, I'm just trying to gain where you're going to go crazy because I know I'll eventually get there.
No,
how
I about love since it's a kids.
How,
I do.
How about since it's a flashlight thing, if the little kid starts flashing their flashlight in your face,
they'll be focused on candy.
No, I don't think so.
The only thing that would drive me crazy, no, I've gone to a lot of those Easter egg hunts, and nothing ever drove me crazy or riled me up. The only thing that probably would in a situation like that is if I went to something like that and I saw parents who are terrible parents, because I always feel for the kid. So if I saw parents that were like willfully ignoring their kid while they're drinking with their friends and then their kids get lost at the Easter egg hunt and then you hear them on the PA system going, if anybody's child named Susie, if anyone's missing a 2-year-old named Susie, we have them crying up here at the stuffed Easter, sitting with the Easter bunny, then I'd be like, what kind of fucking asshole doesn't keep their eye on their 2-year-old, you know, while they're drinking vodka in a flask with their idiotic friends.
That's worse than just showing up without your kids like a pedophile.
Well, I'm saying that's why I don't think I'd show up at that, because they might think I'm like a female Michael Jackson.
But I think
if I show up with my community news mug and my community news hat, now that I'm the community news co-host, wouldn't I just be there in official capacity? Like I'm here to cover this for the community news podcast?
Oh, interesting. That's a good idea.
Right? I mean, even when we worked for the newspaper, my press credentials, I used to show up at community events that my kids weren't at and just be like, I'm here as a journalist, a local journalist.
Okay, but I think I am going to show up to this one.
Yes.
Just so I can bribe the kids with candy and or money to flash their flashlights in your face, see if it would bother you.
See, this is where you're wrong. I'm all for kids having fun when it's a scenario where the kids are supposed to have fun. Trick-or-treating, Easter egg hunt. That's the right venue for that. So I wouldn't get upset with kids with flashlights. That's the time for them to do that. I don't think it's okay when they're in places they're not supposed to be acting like that. That would rile me up. But what would rile me up at this would be inappropriate parenting, neglectful parenting, or if I saw parents losing their shit on their kids, like yelling at their kids, berating their children, criticizing their children.
Okay, then obviously I'm bribing the wrong people. I'm going to have to do is go there and bribe the parents to start drinking there and neglect their kids.
Oh, you won't have to bribe them. There'll be some with the flask pretending it's coffee, but they'll have alcohol in it.
Well, you know what? In the spirit of the holiday, will the flask be in the shape of an Easter egg, though? Like a pink
bunny?
Right, and they can just drink out of an ear and or the top of an egg?
You know who it is. It's those parents who can't spend 5 minutes with their children without drinking. The ones who are always writing about it on Facebook, like, it's a snow day, break out the vodka. It's a snow day, where's my wine? It's those parents who cannot spend 5 minutes with their own children without 3 nannies. You know, those parents.
It's an Easter egg hunt. Break out the vodka.
Break out the vodka. Those parents who are always drinking when they're in the presence of their children because they can't spend any time with their children because they don't enjoy their actual children. That's what would trigger me at an event like that.
All right. You know what? This event
is. Sorry, it's not fun for you.
This is not going to be fun for me.
You're thinking of you. You're projecting you on me.
Yes.
You find kids annoying.
No,
I don't find kids annoying.
What I'm trying to do is find something that would annoy you.
I understand.
So this is no fun for me.
But you're projecting what annoys you to me. I'm not annoyed by little kids. You obviously are. So you're thinking that would annoy me. What I'm annoyed by bad parenting. Little kids themselves don't annoy me. Yes, kids not being parented and taught to be little assholes, that annoys me. But really, I'm more annoyed by the parents. The kids don't know any better.
I'm going tonight, and I will find something there, and we will report.
But I do want to know this. How is this happening when they burn down the fields? Isn't that the field that they do it on?
Well, it's going to be a bare field. What can I say? It's not going to
be
too
like
much.
A burned out, blackened field.
Right.
A Cajun baseball field. Cajun flavored Easter egg
hunt. It's a New Orleans Easter egg.
Exactly.
Hunt at this point.
Cajun Easter egg hunt.
Okay, so after the Easter egg hunt, 9:15 is the community movie.
Now, what do you think? I think I'll go to.
You know what I heard they're showing?
What?
Debbie Dove's Dallas.
Oh, God.
No, it's not going to be a porn.
Well, you know what? That might make sense because for the people who didn't go away for spring break, I'm sure they are all pulling their hair out. Their kids are driving them nuts all week. And maybe they do need a little something to relax them like that.
So family movie night will be Debbie Loves That. Did you ever see that movie?
I never saw it. Did you?
It's amazing.
You actually saw it?
Of course
I've
seen
it. In like a vintage way, like not as like a real porno.
What is it a vintage way?
I mean, did you watch it as like goofing on it? Like this is vintage porno? You didn't watch it as like, oh, this is porno. I'm going to watch it to get off. Did you?
I watched it. It was a little bit of both.
I was going to say, because I've never seen it, but I would think that by today's standards, it's probably like the most G-rated porn movie ever.
It's really, really funny.
It's like I was showing my son the other day a scene from Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Right.
And he was hysterical at the green screen scene where the kids are running down the street. This is what I showed him. And the birds, because it's so primitive. And I said, this was back then, the ultimate horror movie. And he's in a video editing class. And to him, this was hilarious because it's so absurd. I imagine that's what this was to porn.
It was the ultimate porn movie.
Right. But I imagine that now, by comparison, everything on Pornhub and the other various sites that you know, the secret porn sites that you admitted on the air to knowing.
I know a few.
Yeah, I'm sure that must look very primitive. So, well, I just hope they don't show anything like Beach Blanket Bingo or any kind of
Spring Break Bingo. We haven't been transported back to the 1940s at
well,
this point.
I hope they don't show like Spring Break or any Spring Break movies because I think that's going to send some people over the edge who didn't go away to some exotic locale this spring break because there's always, you know, the Facebook is filled with these exotic vacation photos, which I enjoy. I really enjoy seeing people's pictures from all over the world, and I'm not being sarcastic. Sometimes they're places I've never been and I may never get to go, but I truly enjoy it. I'm happy to see people's photos. Like, I love to travel, and it gives me ideas of places I might like to go one day, things to aspire to. And I also just think it's pretty to look at, and I'm genuinely happy for those people. I don't get jealous. But I have friends who have confided in me that when they look at people's photos, they want to set those people on fire. They're angry. They feel like they feel like the people are obnoxious to post them as if it's like they're posting it to hurt them. And I try to explain to them, they're not posting their vacation photos to hurt you because you can't go on vacation or choose not to go on vacation. But these other people will say, well, I can't afford to go away to those places. And then it hurts my feelings to see their vacation photos. And I'm like, so why don't you just not look? Or unfollow them for the week. There's even a thing on Facebook that says, take a break. Take a break for spring break week. But anyway, that said, I hope they don't show any kind of vacation movie or one of those movies about Tuscany or Paris because some people might lose their shit tonight at the community
center. Let me ask you a question. If I bribe kids to drive you insane in the movie, will that drive you insane then? To talk to you and bother you in a movie. Does that drive you? I've got to find something. Tonight,
Why are you so fixated on trying to drive me insane?
Because
tonight?
I need you to come over to my side to make you realize that these kids, they're just annoying.
You want me to just dislike the small children and the teenagers in town? That's your goal?
Small children, teenagers, young adults.
You want me to hate
the 20s,
everyone.
30s, 40s.
So you want me to join you in people hating is what you're saying.
Basically, I need a, you know, we're compadres on this.
Okay. So, I mean, I have moments where I people hate. I'm not going to say that I'm always, you know, in love with everybody. In general, I like people, but don't get me wrong. Lately, I've been having many moments, as I told you about at the store. I've run into a lot of people that have brought out the people hating in me. But I don't hate people as a whole. You have to do something to bring that out in me.
And speaking about hate, what a perfect way to end this holiday edition of Community News.
What a holy show. Have a very happy Passover.
And a great Easter, everyone.
And a happy Easter.
My name is Paul.
And my name is Geraldine.
Geraldine, it's been a pleasure. Have fun at the movies tonight. Have fun at the Easter egg show. I hope no kids bother you or nobody bribes a kid to bother you. Have a wonderful time.
And I hope that you, in the spirit of Easter and Passover, learn to hate people a little less.
That's not going to happen.
We love you, community.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.